Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money. Welcome to the A Money Show train tonight. We have a phenomenal guy coming aboard. You already know. Doodoo Brown is going to take over the train. It's your girl, A Money. Let's kick it off with Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Oh,
Yo, this show is going to be like none other. This is your girl, A Money, and it's going down. We have some wonderful people online. But first and foremost, we're going to have comedian Doo-Doo Brown coming in. You already know, king of underground comedy. You know he's undisputed, and he's going to knock somebody out. You already know. This is your girl, A Money. Let's kick it. I think we need to dice some pineapples before he turn in. You know my favorite, Rick Ross.
Dice pineapple. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kind of sure you will admire my tasting before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are, and believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I want to see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I want to give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Try to get it together. Dice pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay for you need vibe. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. You stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. No more talking, baby. Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Dice pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind. Guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her at Select. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at her crib, I'm just stunting on the ex. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots of Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform Isabel Marant when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, and you take it all back. And we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Dice pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich dental, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. I'm a trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing, and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got a towel. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, and you take it all back. And we fuck all night till things get right. And we fuck all night till things get right.
Something about her probably can't live without her. Roll up the sour, let me kiss on the fountain. Mission accomplished, you increasing your heart rate, and I won't ever rest. We meet at the peak of your mountain. Eager to show you, thinking that I should know you. And you eager to work, perfect, I can't employ you. Designer should spoil you, rug you down with the oil. To get on a higher tree, you gonna have to climb a sequoia. Hold up, showing off some Asian provocateur. Rushing you out your drawers, though patiently beat you off. Hate when they be too anxious, though hate when they be too dull. Like to go deep, but I hate to get too deeply involved. Word. How sweet is you? Let me see some proof. Fuck making pussy talk, I like to make it sing a tune. All we need is weight, we don't need no room. Right now I'm trying eight, and we don't need a spoon.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, and you take it all back. And we fuck all night till things get right. then we fuck all night so things get hard.
Yo, right now we going live with Mr. Duke Brown himself, and he's definitely holding the title Undisputed right here on the A Money Show Train. What's up, Mr. Doodoo Brown?
A Money, what's going on, mama?
Oh, wow, we got people chiming in on you for show. The stars in the building, rocking Thickums Entertainment and riding the train.
Please believe it, the money train.
Oh, yes, thank you so very much. Again, like I said, it's an honor to have you on the show with short notice. But please tell everybody that's tuning in why you're undisputed, of course, with everything that you're doing, a comedian with brilliance attached to that.
Well, in a nutshell, I started carrying the championship belt, turn of the millennium, started carrying the championship belt, and nobody seemed to take offense to it. You know, comedians, in a circle of comedians, they'll let you know when you're doing too much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you need to stay in your lane, when you need to check yourself, you know, they'll let you know. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I started carrying the belt in 2000, and nobody ever said, you know, hey, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? What, you know what I mean?
Right.
nobody disputed me carrying the belt. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It was like second nature. It was like, oh, he's that. He is the champ. The champ is here. So
definitely.
That's why I'm self-proclaimed undisputed king of underground comedy.
And wow, and I love it. Well said. Black on black, for sure, carrying that belt. And, you know, I was like going to hit you up so many times and say, listen, brother, I want to interview you on the A Money Show Train. You know, well, for the first time ever, I was nervous. I said, okay, what's up with the belt, you know? I'm like, he had me shook, and no one has ever had me shook to ask for an interview. But this time, I was like, I saw this one picture, and you were saying, I'm shitting on him. And the clothes was just off the chain on the black African-American brother. And I was like, you know what? I'm sold. I'm not nervous no more. He just took me to another level.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Don't make a black man blush. That was okay. I appreciate that. She said, I had her shook, America. I had her shook. All right, now.
I'm still shook, but, you know, I'm a little more settled now because, you know, I'm on my thing. I'm on the train, you know, welcoming you. My co-host is doing a little traveling. He's making it all happen, but he sends his regards, and, you know, he thank you as well for tuning in. And knowing him, he's probably going to jump right in as soon as he can pull over. But we have a guest on as well, 954-515. He says you're one of his favorites, if not his favorite. What's up?
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Hey,
go ahead, guys.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, dude? This you friend of me on Facebook, comedian Kermit from Fort Lauderdale, man. I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to a brother.
Oh, but of course, man, of course.
I'm trying to get to your level.
I got a question.
Yes, sir. This is, I haven't been in the game that long, and I know you probably did some of the things that I'm doing, that I'm trying to scratch and climb for. I know you might have had the issue where comedians stealing your material. Have you ever ran across that situation?
Oh, to this day, you know, I started the whole real nigga comedian brand. You know what I mean? You know, when I did comedy, let's just say when I did my first television show, which was Def Comedy Jam,
yeah,
back in 93, cats was wearing suits and sweaters and flats and, you know, vests, nice shoes and stuff. But I didn't have that, you know what I mean? All I had was a Dickie suit and some Tims, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? I didn't have the money to dress up and all that stuff, all that industry stuff that cats was doing, you know, trying to present themselves, you know, in a certain fashion. There were only three cats really doing it. It was me, it was Tracy Morgan, and T.K. Kirkland. And
okay.
I single-handedly made it cool to come on stage in tennis shoes and jeans and, you know what I'm saying, talking about you keeping it real and all this, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you even think back to when Def Comedy Jam first dropped, the cats that were on there that so-called blew up was Bill Bellamy. I think Bill Bellamy had on a blazer. Chris Tucker, I think Chris Tucker had on like some combat boots or some cowboy boots and a vest and like a hat. You know, nobody was like representing that street level, that underground level. You know what I mean? I had a 40 ounce of St. Ives on stage. real talk, because the liquor store, the package store in New York, didn't have any Old English 800. That was my drink. Old English 800. The only 40 ounces they had was St. Ives. So I grabbed the St. Ives because St. Ives was at the time cutting Ice Cube a check for endorsing them. You know.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I rock with the St. Ives, but they made me put it in a brown paper bag, nonetheless.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know,
yeah,
I feel like he was doing the belt thing from way back. You know why they didn't dispute the belt? Because you've been the champ for so long. You know what I'm saying? They just recognized it right off.
Yeah, I've been the realest nigga in the room from day one.
We have some callers, you know, on wanting to show you some love from Niagara Falls, New York. 716-579, what's up?
Yeah, what's good?
Yo, I already
Jesus,
know this is this the funny man of Niagara Falls, Mr. Black Ernie himself. You know, we just had to have him on because I also wanted him to be introduced properly to Mr. Doodoo Brown.
Okay,
Black
okay.
Ernie, what's up, fam?
Man, I can't call it if I had a phone in your name. What's happening with you, player?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain.
Okay, well, guess what? If you do complain, ain't nobody gonna listen to you.
No, nobody wants to hear that. Nobody with any sense. I'm blessed,
you know,
man.
Ernie, let him know a little bit about you and, you know, so he can get a feel of who he's talking to.
Okay, well, you're talking to someone who's a very funny guy, they say. I just got finished doing shows with Mike Epps, Cheryl Underwood. You know, I went through a little trouble in my life where I was incarcerated. But, you know, it was a good incarceration because it changed my life around, you know. Big shout out to the guy that set me up. You changed my life. Listen, and also, just like to go around and help out in my community. I'm also very involved in my community. Everyone knows that before any of this comedy thing, that's who I was. You know what I mean? I always think kids is our future. I deal with kids a lot. As a matter of fact, April 13th, I'm having a little kids fashion show against cancer. You know, so I just don't tell jokes. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Sir, that's very admirable of you, brother. God bless you.
Sir.
Much success with that.
And if it sounds like I'm stuttering, while I'm talking and the music jumping on, that's because I'm driving and I'm talking to y'all illegal. I'm about to pull over, so I don't get a ticket. It's not going to pay for my ticket.
Well, you definitely better do that, Black Ernie, and mute your background because this is exclusively the A Money Show Train, exclusively with Mister Doodoo Brown himself, and we would
A-Money.
Yes.
You should have those songs Darling, I sent you three of them.
You know I'm already downloading one right now as you speak.
Three bangers. Y'all gonna love them, man.
We're going to pump that on the A-Money Show train for sure. We have another caller on as well, 954-515. What's going on? Your live caller, 954-515. What's up?
Oh, I'm here.
Who is this?
Hello, Playboy.
This is comedian coming from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay, so your call dropped,
okay,
and
cool.
you came back.
Yeah, I came back in.
So right now, again, like I said, we have Mr. Doodoo Brown that's on the A-Money Show train. It's an honor to have him as well. We have Kermit. We got Black Ernie bringing it in, you know, from Niagara Falls as well, doing his thing. But it's exclusively about Mr. Doodoo Brown. He has explained why he is definitely undisputed with this belt. But not only that, you bringing us some hot tracks. And, you know, if you could let us know, how do you, you know, balance the two? The music, comedian, you know, what else do you got going on? I'm looking at the trailers.
Yeah, well, what people might not know is I had a record deal, a major record deal fresh out of high school. You know what I'm saying? So music is my first love. I didn't know what stand-up comedy was. I didn't know the concept. I didn't know that it was a career. You could have a career in stand-up comedy. I didn't know any of that. Comedy chose me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Once my record deal went sour with Motown Records, I was asking God what He wanted me to do. What was I going to do? You know what I mean? I graduated high school with a special diploma. That means that I'm a special ed student, cut and dry. No, real talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm a special ed student, and I don't have any, I don't know what you call mainstream job skills, anything like
yes.
that.
Yes.
So I was just wondering, you know, what was I going to do? You know, I was homeless. I was, you know, living in my car. And then someone invited me to a comedy club. I didn't know that there were comedy clubs. I was just totally oblivious to the whole concept. And I went on a Tuesday night, and it chose me that night. I sat back in my chair. I said, "They're getting paid to do this? I can do this. They're getting paid to do this? Come on, man. I can do this. I mean, I'm a class clown from back in the day." So, man, I put my mind to it, and 20-some-odd years later, I am undisputed.
And counting.
Please believe it. The
you know what? We're just going to take the world right into, you know, your passion for music and let them know that you do this and you do it well right here on the A-Money Show train. This is your girl, A-Money, and I'm definitely bringing you the best, Mr. Doodoo Brown himself. You already know what they hating on.
They hatin' on that shit. My fabric's always new. My sneakers always gator. And that bitch you wish you could kick it with or be fucking with me later. They be hatin' on my guac. Be hatin' on my Lucci. Be hatin' on my belt. Might be gator, might be Gucci. They smiling in my face and hatin' behind my back. But I keep that flaw from a mile away, cause they wear that hate like a hat. Check my stats, facts, throw bolos. I go
back, shell toes, can't hold y'all no more. Bitch, I'm tore, still do toes, assholes, never. Do my grind, defeat me, one of you fuck niggas, delete it. But I got more stripes than the referee, so I'ma call it like I see it.
What they hate, no, folks. What they hate, no, huh? What they hate, no, shawty. What they hate, no, huh?
Like it's going to be a lot of people's theme song out there, what they hating on.
Please believe it. What they hating on, man.
You know what? I call them congratulated haters, and we love them right here on the A Money Show Train because the numbers don't lie. You know, without them, you know, we don't have anybody talking about us. The haters is what keep our name alive.
Yeah, to some respect, they're very much needed, you know what I'm saying? So hate on, hate on.
Right. You know, we had Black Ernie on. He lost his call, lost. And, again, this is A-Money, the A-Money Show Train. Tune in, callers, Wednesday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074. It's your girl, A-Money, exclusively with Mr. Doodoo Brown, the champ, undisputed, right here on the A-Money Show Train. I mean, what, you know, prompt you to create that phenomenal track, What They Hating On?
Well, I was getting a whole lot of love in Pensacola, Florida. They were having me at Willow Week. It's like an annual event. They had me, like, I don't know, about four or five years in a row at this event. It just showed me so much love. And since my first love was music, and they have a very big music base. I don't know if people know, but Pensacola has a lot of talented rappers and musicians in Pensacola. So I said, you know what,
yes,
I'm going to do? To give back to Pensacola, I'm going to choose two of their top MCs, and I'm going to do a song with them.
Oh,
and that's the song that I came up with, and those other two artists that you heard were from Pensacola, BB the Great and Boneface. out of Pensacola.
Wow. You know, I want to shoot this out there to you. I'm sure you heard of Titi Luciano. I had the pleasure of interviewing him, and he's also from Florida, and I think he got what it takes.
Yeah, look it up, man. It's all good. They got
yep,
talent,
absolutely.
You know,
he was on the show as well, and you know he just brought magic to the show, and I believe he's bringing magic to Florida as well. He's well known. You still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Again, forgive me for these technical difficulties that I don't know if it's weather or what have you, but the show must go on, and we're going to go into your track, Angel in My Circle. Let me put that on out there.
Yeah, throw that one out there.
Yeah. I got me an angel right here, Mr. Doodoo Brown, on the A Money Show train. It's going down, Angel in My Circle.
The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven different ways.
I got angels that surround me.
Preach, doodle.
But these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep some angels in my circle. You mess with me, they hurt you. If you try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
It's always in my verse. I got angels that surround me.
I got angels.
All these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep some angels in my circle.
Keep
them
trying
me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
Fuck with me, they hurt you.
Fuck with me.
Faith is always in my virtue.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, these haters get no victory, they bring me no stress. I guess what I'm trying to say, nigga, I'm blessed. You can hit me with the money, bitch, miss me with the rest. I'm tied in and draped up, suited and booted. And if I tell you I'ma do something, nigga, I'ma do it. Addicted to the stunting, a magnet to the money. I keep it 100 and only death can keep me from it. I stay prayed up. I don't know about these other niggas. I hit my knees and ask my father, please, will he create in me a heart that's pure and clean? Renew a right spirit in me and send 100 angels with me. I hear these niggas out here bragging about they goons. You could be 50 deep and still be alone in the room. Shit, I done seen niggas treat they homies like some strangers. And besides, what's a motherfucking goon to an angel? I'm fearing no danger, I can't make it no plainer. My G.O.D. gon' squeeze like a itchy trigger finger. You fucking with me is like a bee with no stanger. A R&B group with no goddamn singer.
I got angels that surround me.
Preach, doodle.
But these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep some angels in my circle. You mess with me, they hurt you. If you try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
It's always been my verse. I got angels that surround me.
I got angels.
All these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep them angels in my circle.
Keep them
try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
Fuck with me, they hurt you.
Fuck with me.
Faith has always been my virtue.
Man, I wish I could've been with Trayvon Martin that night. I know I could have put 1,000 angels to flight. I would have been face to face with Zimmerman and asked him what the business is. If he fucked around his crooked ass dad, it would have been burying him. And not the other way around, these angels stand their ground. I rock my hoodie for the homie till some justice found. I keep it good at MOB, y'all can pass it round. The good die mostly over bullshit, Trayvon heaven bound. Shh, listen, can you hear the sound? That's some angels lifting me up from the underground. That nigga Doodle Brown, I'm undisputed now. But remember, heavy is the head of he who wears the crown.
I got angels that surround me.
Preach, Doodle.
But these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep some angels in my circle. You mess with me, they hurt you. If you try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
It's always in my verse. I got angels that surround me.
I got angels.
But these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me.
Keep
some angels in my circle.
Keep
them try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
Fuck with me, they hurt you.
Fuck with me.
Faith is always in my virtue. I keep them angels in my circle. You try me, they gon' hurt you. If you fuck with me, they hurt you. Faith has always been my virtue.
Yo, yo, yo. I love that track, Angel in My Circle. And as I stated, we have an angel online right now, Mr. Doodle Brown. I know you come from hardship, but you are an angel. You know God is not done with you yet, and you're definitely undisputed in portraying that right here on the A Money Show Train. And we salute you. Absolutely.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank
well,
you.
Well, we definitely appreciate you.
How's that music sounding over there?
It sounds good over here. How's it sounding on your end?
Well, on my phone, you know, I know it's going to be a little.
Well, you know, you can also go back. I'm going to send. I sent you your show link in your email. No, your inbox, so you can download this show too and use it for your personal use.
Okay. Cool. Yeah,
so
I
gave you the link, so you can do that. Yeah, take a look at it. I got some nice pictures of you up there on the show page. I freaked that out for you.
Okay, well, you need to send me that again. I don't have it.
Undisputed, very busy, and I'm sure his email is on fire.
Oh, yeah, they're on top of it on Facebook. I'm on Facebook now.
Let them know to call in. They can call in. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about now. I put the little status out there, and they're wondering how much longer I'm going to be on so they can run to the phone.
Okay, that's what's up. And while I'm sending you the link, I want you to let the world know and everybody that's jumping on the train, how was it for you growing up in Jacksonville, Florida? Because I know that's a beautiful state, but, you know, everybody, everywhere, there's some hardships, there's some good times, you know. Let us know.
Yeah. Well, my mom and I started out in TC's rooming house, and we stayed in every project. Shout out to Ken Knight Drive. Shout out to Washington Heights. Shout out to Cleveland Arms, Emerson Arms, the Blighted Home, Hollybrook. You know, Mama. You know, she held it down, man. She wanted to eventually get us in a house, and she did that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she stayed down. She kicked my ass when I needed my ass kicked.
So
you
were
know
acting
I mean?
Out.
I'm just saying, you know, she was raising a man, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, you know, she kicked my ass when I needed my ass kicked. She loved on me when I deserved it. And this is the product, you know what I'm saying? The first stage, she did, you know, what it was she needed to do. Jacksonville, cool, very cool city. Shout out to Mama Do and Day Raw Productions and, you know, all the homies out there in Jacksonville, Florida that's still grinding, you know, with their rap or their production companies or whatever it is they're doing. I made a decision early on that I was going to leave Jacksonville and come to Atlanta because I just knew Atlanta had more to offer. You know what I mean? I would probably just be selling dope, you know what I mean, or had been talked into going into the service had I stayed in Jacksonville. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot for black men to do, you know, other than, you know, move product and sell dope. I mean, or go into the service. At least that's how it looked from my vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
At that young of an age. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely understand what you mean.
You know, so, yeah, I was blessed, man, to have some talent. And Joyce Irvy, Cinderella, formerly Cinderella of the hit, smash 80s, you know, mainstream 80s group, Climax, got a hold of our demo tape from Mama Do. And she brought us to Atlanta, man, and, you know, put us out on Motown Records, man, through her production company. Shout out to Dallas Austin, you know.
Yep,
before we were anybody, you know, we were sleeping on the floor together. We walking the streets of Greenwich Village and Hollywood Boulevard, you know what I'm saying, just following Joyce around, waiting for something to happen, you know what I mean?
Waiting for that.
You know, I
mean, that's
you know,
what's up. That's I mean, I know you appreciate it. You know, I could tell, you know what I'm saying? I've never met Mr. Doodoo Brown personally, but just reading your bio that I have and just going through your pictures, looking at your short trailers, some of the shows that you have done. I've seen the birthday shows out there. You know, you're hilarious as well as with the music. I mean, you dropping bombs on them. We got another caller in, 804-503. What's cracking?
What's going on, Aisha? What's cracking?
What's up, Troy, management of Boot Mob? I'm so happy you tuned in today. He's also in Atlanta. We got Mr. Doodoo Brown on live.
What's up, Troy?
What's going on, baby? How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I can't complain either, man. Hey, it's just what it's going to be, man. We just got to keep working hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, that's right. Keep the grind alive.
most definitely. Hey, I used to listen to your music a lot, man.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I'm 20 years in the comedy business, but like I was telling A-Money, I'm fresh out of high school with a major record deal, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody knows Doc Box and Be Fresh, Slow Love, but that was me, 18 years old, fresh out of high school, me and my homeboy.
Wow.
In Jacksonville, Bernard, you know what I'm saying, Be Fresh. You know, that song took us, you know, on tour with Vanilla Ice. We were number one on the West Coast.
Right.
Selling like 70,000 units. 70,000 units a week. We, you know, did the festival in Brazil. You know, that song went a long way. Took us, you know, around the world and back, and I'm very grateful, you know what I'm saying, to, once again, to Joyce Irby for, you know, just seeing something in us and, you know, moving, you know what I'm saying, moving on.
Definitely. The A-Money Show Train, again, embraces exclusively Mr. Doodoo Brown, and you know what? We're going to lace the airwaves with his track, I Want You to Want Me. And you know what? It's featuring Marvin Gaye. He's definitely a boss, holding the title, undisputed.
And shout out to my wife. I wrote that for my wife.
Oh, wow. Much love going out to the sexy Miss Doodoo Brown on the A-Money Show Train. This going out to you. You know what? We're going to send this out to you and dedicate this show to you, Miss Doodoo Brown, because I know for a fact you're standing behind your man, beside him, and sometimes in front of him when he needed. So here we go. I Want You to Want Me, featuring Marvin Gaye. Man, let's go.
Folk do breezy. And I think I'm going to send this one out to everybody or anybody who has ever wanted somebody. Can you dig it? Turn it up and ride with me. Approach was outstanding. I was interested in seeing how she landed. She was so cool, she was so candid. In a way you could say she had planned it. You should have seen her in the way she was dancing. Her demeanor in the way she was glancing. Looking at me like we could do it all night. But little mama wasn't taking no chances. She wasn't about to sell herself out. And I ain't tripping though, I can understand it. I mean really though, she ain't a silly hoe. And as a groupie didn't want to be branded. I could dig it just sitting in the cut, nigga. But you know she came through in the clutch, nigga. Didn't have time to kick it too much with her. She wrote a number down and said keep in touch with her. Tell you what it do, homie. I'm feeling like little mama done grew on me. I ain't the type, but we caked all night. Both Facebook, Twitter, and Skype. Felt like we was already tight, but hadn't spent one solitary night. I listened close, she explained her plight. She just trying to see, should she believe the hype? She want a bike with that doodle brown light. Can do we keep it true from under the limelight? I said on the off stage I'm a monster, and I ain't never had to change my posture. She told me she wanna be on my roster, and how a couple of teams that crisscrossed her. I said you should be careful what you wish for, cause that'll be the very thing God give you. Invited her out to Detroit. Told her she should come kick it with your boy. Pick a ticket, look it up, do the math on it. And then shit, we can go half on it. Show your ID for the room key. I'm at the hotel, Antonia. Say she can't wait, consider that a date. And when she get me to the room, she wanna give me some. She didn't hesitate, she didn't pre-tune. Me and mommy got it in the whole weekend. We heated up, yo, in 20 below. And that was her first time ever seeing snow. And it was cool, though, to snuggle up with her. She said I fuck with her, so now I'm stuck with her. And she ain't tripping, the baby mama's a giving. I'm the shit and my kids out of wet as a baptism.
This is your girl, A Money, and Mr. Doodle Brown. You know, I've been Googling you ever since you just definitely, soon as I asked, you said yes, and I was shocked again. That's why I said I was lifted off my feet. I was like, this is an angel. You know, I didn't have to ask him twice. I didn't have to hunt him down. He had no clue that I know of about the A Money Show Train, but he definitely just said yes. You know, so here we are with Mr. Doodle Brown. You know what? I want to ask also, how was it working with Luke? Am I live? Are you there? Hello? You guys there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. All right. You on the A Money Show Train. We got a caller in, 678-656. What's up?
It's Doodle Brown. You lost me.
I lost you twice. Okay. That's all right. We got Troy on. Troy, you got your girl back, right?
Almost. Yeah, we... Yeah, the call dropped, then I called back. I was waiting on you to bring me back in.
Okay, because I'm looking, I'm like, okay, how did that happen right there? So, at any rate, we back with Doodle Brown right here exclusively on the A Money Show Train, and definitely
yes,
he's undisputed. I would love to find out, how was it working with Luke?
Well, Luke, you know,
Doodle
Luke
Brown.
Is, yo, what's up? Yeah, man. Uncle Luke actually booked us at his club. I want to say Strawberries. Luke on the beach. Luke on the beach. Back when we had our record deal with Motown. Luke was the first guy to proclaim me the real Doodle Brown. I met him at a pool party here in Atlanta. And introduced myself to him again after my record deal and stuff went south with Motown Records. And I recreated myself, came back on the scene as Doodle Brown,
introduced myself to him. He remembered me and proclaimed me the real Doo Doo Brown. You know, because there's several out there.
It is, but it's none undisputed.
Please believe it.
Please believe it.
That would be me.
Only one, exclusively, right here on the A Money Show Train. My co-host also, his name is Jado, and he's traveling. He's doing big things out there to make it happen as well with the team. So we salute him, and hopefully he has safe traveling mercies, but he salutes you as well. He's texting me. Troy is in the building. We got Atlanta in the building. Chat room going crazy, sending love to you as well. I'm getting text messages. Everybody that's texting me, sending me emails, this is what I need you to do. Right now, if you want to talk to a boss on the A Money Show Train, holding the title, undisputed, Mr. Doodle Brown himself, call in 347-633-9074. You can't get it no better than that, baby.
All right, man. So if y'all like the song, man, call in and bother A Money about it. Tell her you want to continue to hear it.
You know what? Whether they call me or not, they already know how I do. If you're on the A Money Show Train, it's all because she loves you. She's going to promote whatever you send her exclusively. Every show in rotation is going down.
I appreciate that, Mama.
But you know what? We love that song. We love that track. I really love it. And I'm definitely trying to find out, how did you obtain to do this, I Want You to Want Me, featuring Marvin Gaye? Like, how did you get Marvin Gaye on this track? How did
you
sample that?
You don't remember that song, man?
I do. My grandmother. My grandmother, my dear.
Yes.
You know, it hit me. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Shout out to the little homie Evil G out of Pensacola, Florida, now residing in Atlanta at the Atlanta's Florida room. He's out here doing beats. He's probably the best, hands down, aside from like a Kanye West or somebody like that.
Okay.
Little homie crank him up. All I got to do is get a boy an idea, and he runs with it. I say, look, man, There's this Marvin Gaye song that's so tight, man. I got this rhyme, man, about how me and my wife met, and that's the product. You know what I mean? He pulled it off YouTube, Real Talk. You know what I mean? And put the track together, and there it is. There, you know.
You know, you're definitely a boss right here on the A Money Show Train. I just definitely would love to find out how we can somehow get you to be featured or a cover on Bosses That Meet Bosses, that I'm also a writer for. I have a big part in that magazine, but shout out to Mr. Polo the Fur King, who's my boss on that project. Definitely you should be in that magazine. It just dropped, and we're working on our second edition. I'm going to send you the links for that. So you also can get a feel of your girl A Money. You know, I'm writing in there and doing the A Money Show Train, A&R, and I got my peoples like Troy and Boot Mob, Ja Doe, Henny White, J Nib. The whole Ohio, I'm just going to say everybody in Ohio doing whatever they do. We sending love.
Shout out to Dayton, Ohio. Dayton, Ohio held me down in the early part of my career, you know. Dayton, Ohio really had mad love for me. So shout out to Dayton, Ohio, Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying, Cleveland. Ohio's real good to your boy. You know, so.
Absolutely. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, so I already know how we give it up.
We want
TD Luciano to definitely Florida get in contact with you, and if you could send me some information, because he is definitely busy as well. I know he's not too busy. I'm going to say swamped, because anytime we hit him up, you know it's about business. He's definitely hitting us back up, and I'm sure you would love him to get on that project or at least take a listen to. so we could see what's going on with that. But
You got my contact information. Just hit me
yes,
up. I'm available. I'm available, man. You know what I mean? If you fuck with me, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So
well, that's what's up. I mean, you got the keys to the train now. We slow the train down. Matter of fact, we can't let you go anywhere without saluting you with the train. Definitely the undisputed Doo-Doo Brown is right here on the A Money Show train, and we got to give it up to you.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate y'all having me.
Well, you know what? Doo-Doo Brown jumped on this train without us even having to slow it down. So, you know, he definitely a boss up in here. we did not even slow down this train for him at all. You know, he definitely a boss. He's holding the title. That belt looks a little heavy, but I definitely want that picture. Like I said, I got to put you on my wall of fame.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I did send it to you, right?
Listen, I got that picture all ready, and I'm going to print that out, but I want my signature. I want that signature
okay,
on
cool.
mine because definitely I already got a frame in mind for it, and that's definitely going on the A Money Show train, Muriel, so it's going down.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, of course. Well, I really thank you for having me. Shouts out to everybody and much blessings to everybody involved with your movement. Thank you for considering me. You know, I'm very gracious. Feel very, you know, honored that you reached out to me. And anytime you need me, just give me a call, hit me up, you know.
Well, you know that the same goes right here. Anytime you need A Money, I'm right here. And the honor is all mine, our supporters, our fans, my co-hosts. The whole movement over here, Thickums Entertainment, A Money Show Train, we definitely salute you. And, you know, just keep my email filled. Anything you need to be put out there, pushed, promoted, market, I got you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And much success to you guys. Holler at me about your guy, you know, getting on
yes.
something. To, and y'all keep.
We need you. We
train,
need you
man.
Also. Definitely. You know, hop on any times. We already see your skills. We didn't have to slow down and let you on. You already got that Superman power. So, you
was
know,
there
I'm definitely.
Else needed before I get out here, is there anything else?
Well, you know what? I definitely would love to find out what do you see your career, your life. I mean, you got so much going on. I'm not even gonna go as far as 5 years because you've been in the game so long and carrying that torch of holding the belt since you started. So I'm going to just say in 2 years, where do you see yourself and, you know, what would you leave behind for others like myself coming up behind you in the entertainment field?
Oh, man, 2 years. Okay, well, we had a movie dropping this summer entitled Riding Big. Be on the lookout for Riding Big. And I'm shooting his webisodes for Russell Simmons TV next month. So
wow.
Be on the lookout for Russell Simmons television on your
definitely. I've been trying to get him
on
the A Money Show train too.
Yeah. So I'm shooting that next month. So I guess in 2 years, man, you'll just see a lot more of me. I got the new mixtape coming out, Real Nigga Season, and so you're just gonna see a lot more of Doo-Doo Brown, you know, in the next 2 years, you know. If I had
well,
to say
definitely.
5, 10 years, I'd probably be preaching. You know, in my own
but
church.
You keep making us laugh, right? We don't want you to go either without making us laugh because, you know, I wasn't able to get that drop from you. But while you on the A Money Show train live, I'm definitely wanting you to know that I'm going to send some stuff over from Boot Mob as well. They're in VA. Troy's the manager. But you got to make us laugh on here now. You got to let us know what's up.
Well, man, honestly, hey, Money, I'm really not one of them type of cats, man. I don't, you know what I mean?
You
I really
are
don't
too.
Have,
yes, you are. I'm watching your trailers, your videos.
Yes, I'm funny. I'm funny when I have to be funny. But like doing interviews, I'm never trying to crack jokes. I'm be like strictly business. You might find something I say funny. But I'm not really the type of cat that has, you know, jokes on the cuff, you know, to be trying to make niggas laugh. You know what I mean? I mean, if you've ever seen my comedy, I keep it 100, and it just happens to be funny.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm dead serious with what I'm saying. It just happens to come across funny. You know what I mean? So I really, honestly, if you were to put me on the spot, just say, make me laugh, dude. I probably have to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Well, you know what? I'm laughing anyways because I was over there. I'm over here cracking up because I was sitting here just watching Tickle Me Tuesday's trailer after 5.
One time for Tickle Me Tuesday, man, out in Columbus, Georgia, after 5 Sports Bar and Grill. They fuck with me the long way. I love these people. We're going on our second year. We do it every Tuesday night. If anybody's ever in the Columbus area, after 5 Sports Bar and Grill on Jensen Boulevard, we do it big. We go hard in the paint every Tuesday. Every Tuesday night, Columbus, Georgia. Google it.
That's what's
after
up.
After 5
That's what's
Bar
up.
And Grill, Tickle Me Tuesday.
That's what's up. And trust me, you guys are going to have a ball because it's cracking me up. And also, you know, hopefully I can meet you, your lovely team, your wonderful wife. I am relocating to Atlanta, Georgia in a couple weeks.
All
so
right.
The A-Money Show train is coming to the ATL.
Well, that's what's up. We'd be happy to have you, man.
Thanks. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing the flavor.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know, God's going to bless you, you know, in all your endeavors, I'm pretty sure, because you fuck with
you.
A real nigga, you know what I mean?
Thank
reach
you.
Reach out
you
to
know.
A real nigga. That's why I'm so effortless, because that's how I get down, you know what I mean? It ain't a whole
well,
bunch
I
of
really
red things involved with
yes.
fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I thank you on behalf of the whole team, A Money, Thickums Entertainment. We thank you. Yaya, my co-host Jado, Boop Mob, Troy, Ross Supreme, Miss Styles, Ketchum Streets, we all thank you and we salute you and we are honored for you to spend your time here with us on the A Money Show train. And you can download any show that you like. You can after the show goes off, you can download
that link.
I did. Check your inbox.
Okay.
Yep, check your inbox.
Okay, cool.
Well, yes.
Thank you so much for having me. Hey, Money, I appreciate you guys. God bless y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Duke Duke Brown signing out. This is the A Money Show train, baby.
Doo-doo Brown.
And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, alright? Let's go!
Yo, 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 is Troy still out there on the train?
Yeah.
What's cracking?
What's going on? What's cracking?
Yo, let us know what's good in the ATL, man.
Oh, it's going down out here, yo. There's a lot of things. My cousin was just downtown in the last couple of days. He's been doing a couple of movie shots downtown. I've been down there chilling with him a little bit and, you know, getting around, getting to know some people. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got to know some really, really good people. So I can't wait to see you when you come back down to the A. You know what I'm saying?
You already know it's going down. And you know what? Boop Mob, what's cracking? And you know what I'm about to drop? That money.
Yeah.
Maserati. I slid into the party, done eat so fresh. Lottie Dottie, Taylor's critique in the class on having swag.
One, two, three, two, three. They hating on my hoopish swag.
Gucci, the Gucci and Louis and a fresh pair of them Pradas when I'm chasing them dollars. Say I walk like money, I talk like money, I look like money. Hey, I must be getting money. Can't be hating on a nigga with the Coopish swag. That's why it's only two seats in that Coopish Jag. And that Diamond King wrist got y'all haters mad. Wait a minute, round of applause for they hating ass. See, they can't wait to see us fall and then sit back and watch us ball. Like a 7 foot nigga in the post, I stand tall. You got your ass on the top, sky's the limit for us. Read the headline, niggas, ain't no gimmick with us. What you see is what you getting, this is real live shit. Your boot and black fist say your dollars, it's a hit. Matter of fact, it's the shit. Ask them who they rolling with, PA for show sick. On my 804 shit, probably find me on the beat, blowing kush with your bitch. And I got one life to live, and that's the life to get rich. Probably find me on the beat, blowing kush with your bitch. And I got one life to live, and that's the life to get rich. It's hard.
Don't cool, bitch. Don't cool, bitch.
Hating on my hoopish swag.
Like you over there blazing up.
Nah, I'm just chilling right now. What's going on?
Yo, you already know that Coopish swag. One, two, three, four.
you know what's up.
You already know.
Oh, I got many hits.
What's going on with you,
dude,
though? Give us some updates. Boot Mob updates.
Oh man, it's crazy right now. Yeah, we're back in the studio again. I'm putting together a hot new single. We'll put together EP. Putting together a video shoot that's just gonna be going down probably the end of next month. We're gonna promote that hit single. I'm not even gonna tell you exactly what it is just yet. You haven't heard it. Nobody has heard it just yet. So I'm gonna wait and I'll put that out as a big surprise from VA. To all my peeps out there at VA. The big shout out goes out to the man SPOT, MAD, Hunter, the Bounty, goes out to all my folks out there. You know, I got a lot of hitbacks right now about Doodoo Brown, yo. It's been crazy. The social network is going crazy about Doodoo Brown right now on the back of VA. So, you know, the big shout out to Doodoo Brown. You know, it's, you know, there's a couple of parties that's been going on. My peeps going to be here. Matter of fact, tomorrow, my mom, my sister, my nephews, and everybody is going to be coming in tomorrow to visit ATL. So it's just been a crazy week.
Well, you know what? Your girl, A Money, is coming to the ATL soon, and we're going to have to make this paper.
Oh, most definitely.
That's what's up. You tell everybody that's showing Mr. Doodoo Brown out there on social network that on behalf of Mr. Doodoo Brown himself, undisputed, holding the title since he was pushed out the womb, and you see the product right here and now on the A Money Show Train. I'm going to drop it right here. You already know
This is Doo Doo Brown. What y'all hating on?
Tell me what you think about what they hating on. My brother Troy and these technical difficulties, let me tell y'all, that doesn't mean anything because your girl A-Money can get them right back on the jack, on the A-Money show train. We definitely need some feedback right here on the A-Money show train. Y'all already know how we do. So let's call up Troy. You're going to hear a little dial tone, so don't worry about that. This is the train. 804-503. Aha, psych your mind, your booty shine. I'm not telling y'all the rest. Dal and Troy.
Please leave your message for
Screaming Loud Marketing and Promotion.
Y'all already know. Yo, brother. Sorry about your call being lost. This is your girl, A Money, of the A Money Show train. Call back in 347-633-9074. What y'all hating on? Yeah, Doodle Brown is going down. This is your girl, A Money. Let's start off with Angel in My Circle. We definitely want to keep this in your ear. This is Doodle Brown. He's definitely been an angel to A Money for tuning in. Humbly, we salute you.
The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven different ways.
I got angels that surround me.
Preach, dude,
but these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep them angels in my circle. You mess with me, they hurt you. If you try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
This has always been my verse. I got angels that surround me.
I got angels.
All these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down me.
I keep them angels in my circle. If you try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
Fuck with me, they hurt you.
Fuck with me.
Faith has always been my virtue.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, these haters get no victory, they bring me no stress. I guess what I'm trying to say, nigga, I'm blessed. You can hit me with the money, bitch, miss me with the rest. I'm tied in and draped up, suited and booted. And if I tell you I'ma do something, nigga, I'ma do it. Addicted to the stunting, a magnet to the money. I keep it 100 and only death can keep me from it. I stay prayed up. I don't know about these other niggas. I hit my knees and ask my father, please, will he create in me a heart that's pure and clean? Renew a right spirit in me and send 100 angels with me. I hear these niggas out here bragging about they goons. You could be 50 deep and still be alone in the room. Shit, I done seen niggas treat their homies like some strangers. And besides, what's a motherfucking goon to an angel? I'm fearing no danger, I can't make it no plainer. My G.O.D. gon' squeeze like a itchy trigger finger. You fucking with me is like a B with no stanger. A R&B group with no goddamn singer.
I got angels that surround me.
Preach, dude,
but these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep them angels in my circle. You mess with me, they hurt you. If you try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
It's always been my verse. I got angels that surround me.
I got angels.
But these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep them angels in my circle.
Keep them
angels,
nigga.
Try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
Fuck with me, they hurt you.
Fuck with me.
Faith has always been my virtue.
Man, I wish I could have been with Trayvon Martin that night. I know I could have put 1,000 angels to flight. I would have been face to face with Zimmerman and asked him what the business is. If he fucked around his crooked ass daddy, would have been burying him. And not the other way around. These angels stand their ground. I rock my hoodie for the homie till some justice found. I keep it good in M.O.B. Y'all can pass it round. The good die mostly over bullshit. Trayvon heaven bound. Shh, listen. Can you hear the sound? That's some angels lifting me up from the underground. That nigga Doodle Brown, I'm undisputed now. But remember, heavy is the head of he who wears the crown.
I got angels that surround me.
Preach, Doodle.
But these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. I keep them angels in my circle. You mess with me, they hurt you. If you try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
It's always been my verse. I got angels that surround me.
I got angels.
But these niggas trying to down me.
Trying to down
me. Keep them angels in my circle.
Keep them
angels. Try me, they gon' hurt you.
Try me, nigga.
Fuck with me, they hurt you.
Fuck with me.
Faith has always been my virtue. I keep them angels in my circle. You try me, they gon' hurt you. If you fuck with me, they hurt you. Faith has always been my virtue.
Yo, this your girl, A Money. We definitely giving up for Doodle Brown right here, undisputed. You already know. Angel in my circle. And rest in peace to Trayvon Martin, of course. I'm sure his family is loving this track. I'm loving this track. The world's going to love this track because A Money is going to put it out there. You know, we make great connections right here exclusively on the A Money Show train. Nothing but the best. But first and foremost, bosses that meet bosses right here on the A Money Show train. Get your copy now. Hit your girl up, A Money, for an ad. 716-280-3557 or 716-609-8156. You know how we do. Call into the A Money Show train Wednesday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074. It's Doodoo Brown, oh my man, and I don't need no tissue. This going down. You know what? I got to play this one more time. I Want You to Want Me, featuring Marvin Gaye. You already know, Doodoo Brown putting it down.
Folk do breezy. And I think I'm going to send this one out to everybody or anybody who has ever wanted somebody. Can you dig it? Turn it up and ride with me. Approach was outstanding. I was interested in seeing how she landed. She was so cool, she was so candid. In a way you could say she had planned it. You should have seen her in the way she was dancing. Her demeanor in the way she was glancing. Looking at me like we could do it all night. But little mama wasn't taking no chances. She wasn't about to sell herself out. And I ain't tripping though, I can understand it. I mean really though, she ain't a silly hoe. And as a groupie didn't want to be branded. I could dig it just sitting in the cut, nigga. But you know she came through in the clutch, nigga. Didn't have time to kick it too much with her. She wrote a number down and said keep in touch with her. What it do, homie? I'm feeling like little mama done grew on me. I ain't the type, but we caked all night. Before Facebook, Twitter, and Skype. Felt like we was already tight, but hadn't spent one solitary night. I listened close, she explained her plight. She just trying to see, should she believe the hype? She wanna bite with that Doodoo Brown like. And do we keep it true from under the limelight? I said, on her off stage, I'm a monster. And ain't never had to change my posture. She told me she wanna be on my roster. And how a couple of teams that crisscrossed her. I said, you should be careful what you wish for. Cause that'll be the very thing God gives you. Invited her out to Detroit. Told her she should come kick it with your boy. Pick a ticket, look it up, do the math on it. And then shit, we can go half on it. Show your ID for the room key. I'm at the hotel, Anthony. Say she can't wait, consider that a date. And when she get me to the room, she wanna give me some. She didn't hesitate, she didn't pretend. Me and mommy got it in the whole weekend. We heated up, yo, in 20 below. And that was her first time ever seeing snow. And it was cool, though, to snuggle up with her. She said I fuck with her, so now I'm stuck with her. And she ain't tripping, the baby mama's a giving. I'm the shit and my kids out of wet as a baptism.
Doodoo Brown created this track, of course, for his lovely wife. We're loving it right here on the A Money Show train. Doodoo Brown, of course, is the king of the underground comedy, undisputed with the belt to prove it. You already know he's definitely from Jacksonville, Florida, and residing in hot Atlanta. You already know we coming down there. Georgia Peaches, A Money Show train is definitely coming here on down. And he told you about that after 5 Tickle Me Tuesdays. So don't forget to tune in and check him out. He's definitely undisputed. He got the hot movies coming out. Keep close watch. Your A Money is going to shout it out. This is the A Money Show train, Wednesday through Saturday, 347-633-9074, 8 p.m. Eastern Time with the co-host, John Doe. And you already know what's up. Caller 850-791, what it do?
What it do? This your girl, Cannon, a.k.a. BB the Great. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. I got a very, very special text message from a close friend of mine, Doodoo Brown, comedian Doodoo Brown, that what they hating on, I would like to hear the track.
Definitely, that what they hating on is dropped right here on the A Money Show train, and we will play it again for you for tuning in. Mr. Doodoo Brown, he signed off, but he definitely told me that his loved ones will be tuning in. So feel free Wednesday through Saturday to tune in, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where we will keep singles like Doodoo Brown, What They Hating On, Angel in My Circle, and I Want You to Want Me, featuring Marvin Gaye. So let me hit that for you. What They Hating On, right here on the A Money Show train. Mr. Doodoo Brown, undisputed. You already know he got the belt and he carries it well. Swagger.
They hating on that shit. My fabric's always new. My sneakers always gator. And that bitch you wish you could kick it with or be fucking with me later. They be hating on my guac. Be hating on my Lucci. Be hating on my belt. Might be gator, might be Gucci. They be smiling in my face and hating behind my back. But I keep that flaw from a mile away, cause they wear that hate like a hat. Check my stats, facts, throw bolos. I go back to shell those tangos. Y'all my four, bitch, I'm tore. Still do toes, assholes, and elbows. Doodoo Brown, undefeated. Me, one of you fuck niggas, delete it. But I got more strikes than the referee, so I'ma call it like I see it.
What they hate, no, folks. What they hate, no, huh? What they hate, no, shorty.
Let me rub it in for the ladies one time.
What they hate, no shouting. What they hate, no.
big shoes, hoes breaking their necks. I'm ravaging Rick Rude.
Yeah.
This watch, this whip, this twist, this cup, this sip. How the light hit the ice, make the glove like flip. One word to the bridal, good my real hip to these hating ass niggas and broke ass hoes in their homegirl clothes.
Yeah.
A few mugger don't stop no show.
No.
The weed getting lit while the rose ain't full. Ho, they watching us glow from a standstill. Haters still watching us go. They hating on my bitch. They hating on my set. I'm up face a young porn star. They at a standstill, four flats.
Oh.
My bitch hands and her feet fresh. You need a jet to fly when we eating next. I drink water, say I love weed and sex. I got shooters, y'all, that I don't need flex. Bullshit, y'all unemployed.
Yeah.
Broken niggas all null and void. Too busy watching my footsteps that you forget to worry about you and yours. Quit hating.
What they hating on, folks? What they hating on, huh? What they hating on, shorty? What they hating on, why? What they hating on, homie? What they hating on, huh? What they hating on, shorty? What they hating on, why?
Yo, 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 caller 850-791, are you still in the building?
I'm still in the building, man. It sounds so wonderful.
Yeah, give us some feedback, man. Give us some feedback. Doodle Brown is off the chizane.
All right, man, this is my feedback. This is your girl, Cannon, a.k.a. BB the Great, the young lady that you just heard on that song with Doodle Brown. And yes, ma'am. I'm just loving it, man. You can get more of what you heard from livemixtapes.com. Your girl, Cannon, a.k.a. BB the Great. Cannon Music with a K. That's CannenMusic.com. And again, me and Doodle Brown, we're just trying to bring the South just back, man. Just tell them, man, what they hating on me. Duh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What they hating on, y'all already know, it's too much going on over here on the A Money Show train. But you know what? We definitely need to bring you back on for exclusive interview on the A Money Show train with your girl A Money and the co-host Jado. My goodness, you rock that.
Yes, dear. I appreciate it, man. I represent for the ladies, man. And any lady that's representing for herself and the other ladies all around the world, I love. So you keep doing your thing, man. You keep your head up. Keep God first. I appreciate the support.
Absolutely. God is always first. And that's why Mr. Doodle Brown himself is absolutely classified as an angel right here on the A Money Show train. And definitely I'm going to hit you up and see how we can get that exclusive interview with you as well on the A Money Show train. But definitely this is, you know, a celebration of women this month, and we have a phenomenal woman right here on the A Money Show train bringing us the best, and we salute you on behalf of my co-host, my whole team. We salute you both. You already know this is your girl, A Money, and he has my information as well. Follow me on social network and find out what's cracking on the A Money Show train. But before you go, we must give you the train as well. You already know how we do on the A Money Show train. This is the train.
And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, alright? Let's go!
Of course, this is your girl, A Money, and I keep bringing you the best all day, every day. We have so many hot artists that's on the A Money Show train, you know, coming up. And just keep watching after the show. I'm going to post this hot, hot, hot picture of Mr. Doodoo Brown himself. He's shitting on him. That's what it says. He's definitely wearing the suit well, and he's on the stoop in a suit. So you already know, Undisputed, doing it big, definitely doing it big. Big ups, of course, to V-Lo and the whole movement with State to State Entertainment. You already know, No Lenses on the A-Money Show train. We're going to do that on the A-Money Show train. We're going to bring it up. We're going to bring it up. We're going to bring it up on the A-Money Show train. So stay tuned and see what's popping. I want to show some love as well to Lace Dollar Bottles.
No fly on the track, boy.
No lenses.
347-633-9074 featuring A Money and a co-host Jado. Big ups to Mr. Doodoo Brown himself, and salute to all the people who tuned in and supported the man himself. You already know, icon, comedian, Mr. Doodoo Brown, bringing us the best with tracks like Angel in My Circle, I Want You to Want Me, featuring Marvin Gaye. You already know what they hating on. We out. This is your girl, A Money. What's up to the co-host, Jado? Have safe traveling mercies. And don't forget, Miss Styles, we have you in our prayers and sending out prayers to your family, you know, for the loss of your loved one. And it's going down on the A-Money Show train. Yo, yo, what it do? Y'all don't know? We right here on the A-Money Show train. Good night. Peace.